Welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by Tommy and JD Husker. Guys, we're at full strength once again. How are you doing?
Good to have the gang back together for a while.
That's right.
It's almost like there's something coming up that we have to talk about, I think.
Yeah, it's almost like there's some news or something.
Yeah, it's quite possibly almost that time for 26.
You know, in the last week, it wasn't a rough week. Didn't have luck go my way. Didn't get a beta invite. Didn't get to buy that soap I wanted. We had an email going out for something cool for the community. Didn't get a response on that. So didn't really bat 1,000 here. Before that, though, let's talk about, if you're looking for the latest game news, make sure to go to the gamingtailgate.com. Click on that EA Sports College Bowl 26 Information Central. Every article goes up there. Every new feature that gets announced or confirmed goes up there. All in one spot to make it easy. That way you don't really miss anything about the game. It can be a strain really to go around from site to site, go to a social media page to another to find everything. We put it in one convenient spot for you. Before we get into the beta talk, which obviously is going to be the big discussion since that emerged on Friday night, we do have one other news story. School royalty is going to be a little different for College Football 26. This year, the more a team is used in gameplay, the more cut they're going to get of the royalties. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but I do think the monetary part of this is interesting. This is from, how do you pronounce their website? Collect? Matt Lieberman was one who came up with this or found it through a FOIA request. The scenario is the most interesting part of this. Basically, if there's $5 million that are getting paid out to the school for royalties, and he figures about on average, if there's 700 million games played, and let's say school A, pick your favorite school, 7 million go to them. That percentage is 1%. They get 1% of the 5 million, so $50,000. Not a massive amount of money, but depending on what school you're talking about, that could pay for a staffer in the athletic department. I know there's discussion.
Schools can definitely benefit from that a lot, especially your smaller schools.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. A lot of people talk about the money and they think, oh, well, $50,000 isn't much. Well, I don't know. I think Toledo or Akron would probably take it. There's some discussion in this article that potentially this money could be used for increased NIL funds. I suppose for the smaller schools that don't have the massive TV contracts in the conferences, that's the case. But for the, you know, any Big Ten or SEC school, I think they've already got enough TV money to pay what they can for NIL in-house, that this money will probably go to a staffer, basically. What do you guys think of this? Should we really rally the troops, you know, like on the community, and I'll pick one small school to give an extra $50,000? It'd be interesting to see how this plays out over time.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Obviously, this didn't come from EA themselves. I don't know if they even want to share that information, but it'd be interesting to see some statistics from that by the end of the year, just to kind of see how that works. But yeah, I mean, it's unless you make a really big concerted effort, you're not going to really put a big dent in this. But still pretty interesting to see, though.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Like Chris was talking about, it'd be interesting to see if some sort of influencer tries to rally the viewers to kind of play as one small school and get them a nice chunk of the pie. It'd be kind of interesting to see if someone jumps out and kind of tries to do some sort of campaign, and that'd be kind of fun to follow if they do happen to do it. But it does also make sense because, you know, especially with they'll found out what fan bases are playing the game, and they're rewarding that school accordingly. So in a way, it does kind of make sense, but also, you know, it can help out that small school.
Do you guys play more with your favorite team or some other team, like a Dynasty Rebuild, for example? And I want to community as well. Let us know in comments what you do, but what do you guys do?
For me, it's mostly teams other than my favorite team. Like I'll play some games with my favorite team, but for like Dynasty Rebuilds and stuff like that, I go with some other random team just because I want to find out more about them or play with somebody totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of depends on what like online dynasty I'm in. If I'm doing a rebuild there, then maybe I'll go to my school and play an offline dynasty there. You know, I don't do too much play now. It's most of my gameplay is within the dynasty realm itself. So as Tommy said, the majority of my games are not spent with my team.
JB, you mentioned an influencer. The first one that came to mind was Dale Jr. maybe coming out and saying, hey, everybody, you ought to go play with Charlotte or something like that, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a YouTuber or anything like that. A celebrity that loves the game. Maybe they came from a small school. You know, that'd be kind of an interesting thing to see if it'd be something they can influence. But it's definitely an interesting model that if this is, I would assume this is true. I mean,
yeah, I believe it to be.
Yeah. So it's an interesting model. Especially when you're looking at every single game played, it's like, That's going to be a lot to track, but with all different modes, with now, are they counting all modes? Are they counting if what if what does it count the Road to Glory scroll you s selected? Are we talking about dynasties? Are we talking about play nows or just online? Have they kind of
The other question, do they count cut because you're playing with, random teams?
uniform.
Yeah.
So yeah,
So
are
good
they
question.
looking at the whole picture or just certain parts of the game?
What about disconnects? Maybe somebody can go on and just quit every rage quit 2 minutes
And
in
it
to get
counts
more
as
games
one.
played. That's right.
Yeah,
So
somebody figures that out, and yeah.
it works for the online wins, so why wouldn't you do that to help you get your team some real money?
Yeah, why not?
The big news, of course, came on Friday when out of nowhere EA announced. We had known from the men VIP several weeks ago that they were a beta was coming. All of a sudden, about early midday Friday, EA put out their closed beta details. And initially, there was a lot of discussion in the community, like, "Hey, I didn't," everyone's saying they didn't get an invite. Is it fair these Madden VIPs got it? If EA had waited an hour and a half to put out this blog to match when the invites went out, because not only did the Madden VIPs get invites, there a lot of, I don't know if it's random is the right word, but a lot of college football players ended up getting invites for being nervous for the first hour and a half. A lot of them got invites. Not 100% clear how the invites went out. The CFB Direct on Twitter said the majority of invites went out to the most engaged CFB players. Tying into something we talked about last show, that was met instantly with a lot of people saying, "Hey, I've played 1,000 hours, 2,000 hours. How did I not get it?" So it's one of those that, before we get into kind of the beta melee, what do you guys think about this invite structure? And for the sake of disclosure, among the three of us, Tommy got an invite, JB and I did not. Like I said, my poor measly 500 hours was not enough to be considered an engaged CFB player, but Tommy with his four digits is.
I can imagine the EA doesn't want to advertise exactly how to get in the beta because if it is just hours in the game, then people are just going to leave their console on for 365 days next year,
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
But anyways, no, it's a lot of people have said it's hours in the game, but then I've also seen up some people say they only had like 200 hours in the game and got an invite. So they may be Madden VIPs or something like that, who knows? But yeah, it's definitely not 100% clear exactly, why somebody got it and somebody else didn't. The only thing I know that I did was I'd signed up for the email alerts from EA for College Football 25.
Same.
I don't think I've done anything for 26 for it, but and I haven't pre-ordered the game. I'm not active on Twitter. The only way I'm active is I post some on Reddit and live stream my games. That and that's only just user games. So it's not like it's a ton of YouTube clicks or anything like that. So yeah, like you said, I do have four digits hours in the game, but yeah, for me personally, a lot of that's in the pause menu while I'm doing other things in the background. But yeah, long story short, it's very, yeah, I'm curious how they selected people. And was it maybe after you reached a certain number of hours, then they just random drawed after that or something?
That was my guess. It's a certain percentage over a certain hour, but I don't know what that percentage is or what that hour threshold is.
Yeah.
JB, your thoughts on that invite or lack of invite structure?
I don't know. I mean, I don't what how bad would it have hurt to have a public beta? I mean, this is a beta test because the game's going to be out in a month. How many times have we seen public betas out there for PlayStation Plus and Game Pass members? I don't think it would have hurt just to open it up to those instead of just picking and choosing and have people complaining about it after the invites went out.
I think
Well,
the
and I'd say
go
the
ahead.
only thing I'll say, and we'll touch on this in a minute, but in this beta, they strictly said you're not supposed to share any details or stream or post any pictures or anything like that. So doing it as a public beta, obviously that would go out the window completely. But yeah, long story short, I think they just wanted to do kind of a stress test is what they said for the servers. And so they didn't want, 100,000 people. They wanted 1,000 people or whatever it was.
Let's do talk about what was the point of this beta. When you read the blog, it very much sounds like they wanted, gameplay feedback. They want Road to the College Football player feedback and just stress those servers, see how they hold up. Some of the developers, when you read kind of their tweets, it seems like it was primarily a stress test. One developer says the beta is an old build, does not include final Dynasty statistical tuning or myriad of other Dynasty gameplay tuning tweaks. We are mainly stress testing servers. The rest you will experience in a few weeks. The creative director says betas are great for server testing, but that build is so old, I can't take much from it personally. So much has changed, and it's much older than what the community and press played. Just speaking for myself, and I did see another dev, I didn't get that on here. I believe somebody in the QA department who said that they were very much reading the feedback in that private forum. So it's one of those, if you read those quotes, it makes you think this was mainly just to test the servers, may not be primarily feedback based, even though that is a component of it.
Yeah, there was a mechanism for you to be able to submit feedback for EA to do it, and other everybody else could see what you posted and kind of like and thumbs up things. So hopefully some of that stuff does get EA's attention, whether that's new feature requests, tweaks to the game, bug fixes, things like that. Hopefully, again, like you said, there's somebody that said that they're going through it specifically. Hopefully that does get enough attention there.
As you had mentioned, it very much says in this blog, basically no talking, no showing. The way they word it is, you must refrain from recording, streaming, capturing any portion of the beta. Also must not post videos, thoughts, discussions, screenshots, or stream the closed beta on social media or the internet. However, as we put in an article, numerous users did exactly that. It seemed like almost instantly, once it went live, there were pictures going up on, say, Reddit, for example. There were people on Twitter. There was one user, basically pay your rent, and I'm paraphrasing the exact screen name, that seemed to be very popular. Early on, it seemed like EA was trying to squash some of these, and I've seen sporadically some of those screenshots have been removed at request of copyright holder. However, On Three even had gone out, and I'll see if I can load this as we talk here. On Three, and we'll see if it's still live as of Sunday night. Yes, very much still had a video from one of the users they put up on their main account, On Three, which
How do you pronounce that name there?
JB, you're
Yeah.
pay your rent.
Pay your rent.
On Three, which seemingly has a good relationship with EA Sports, because they seem to get a lot of inside information. They had information after the cover shoot leaks in March. 310,000 plus followers put out this video of a night intro for Arkansas at LSU. So obviously, when we do a show like this, if we had recorded this on Friday night, I think the answer would have been we might not even mention the beta beyond a passing mention. However, now that it's been 48 plus hours, and you can about tell that the genie's out of the bottle. There's a lot of stuff out there. Granted, we're not getting into too deep details, but there's so much out there on Twitter alone, stuff on Reddit. Guys, I guess we can't ignore that.
And
Interject here.
those guys probably won't get an invite back since
If
what's it,
anything,
what?
they may get their EA accounts canceled altogether. Obviously
Yeah,
they
it's
can
like.
just set up another one with a different email address, but at the same time, EA is not going to look favorable upon that, so.
No.
But I would say also, like, so what do you do in a situation of guys like us, or guys like our average follower or reader or listener that may not have gotten a code, but they see this stuff? Granted, the terms of the beta say this is like, if you're in it, you're held to these rules. But if
Yeah.
you're outside it, what's a reasonable expectation? Do you
Stuff's
just
out in the
stick your fingers in
public.
your ears and pretend it didn't happen?
Yeah.
So
No,
like,
I mean, I
can't
think
do
once
that.
it's in the public domain, then,
Right. Yeah.
it's one thing if they had done a cease and desist on that and you pulled it and still shared it later or whatever. But, some of the stuff I'm finding, it's been up all weekend and it's still there
Right.
now. So just like the On Three video you showed. So yeah, I mean, at that point, it's hard to just bury your head in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist.
Right.
Our fans
Yeah.
want to know about it, and we obviously are trying to find all the information we can about it. Like you said, I'm not going to talk about anything I saw in the game other than what we see in these screenshots, and I think there's some videos, but I'm not going to talk about anything that we see in there that's not in those screenshots.
So as we said, a lot of this stuff, the genie's out of the bottle. So example, like some of these screens that we're going to share here, if you're watching us, this is Junior23R Gaming on TikTok. I mean, let's talk about what we see here.
I was gonna say, isn't normally like when they do those closed things, don't they have like a watermark floating around to somehow they get that removed? How could
Yeah,
most of the stuff I have seen it,
they
but this one I don't see it unless I'm blind.
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
how
I
did you
don't
get
see it on
around
this one
that?
either. The only thing I can guess is that they blurred out where it was, like using a clone tool or something, but
Maybe
that's
if
a lot of
they
effort for
timed it
some of these
right
people.
where it's down here, like up top, or yeah, where all the blue is. Or this
Yeah.
maybe this came out of the media. Nah, it couldn't have come out of the media event, could it? So you
I
see the
doubt it. I
picture.
mean, who knows? But
Yeah.
yeah, definitely on other screenshots you see the
The blur,
username plain
the
as
marking.
day. So
So this one appears to be just the recruiting menu. A lot of it's very similar to last year, except now it looks like that coach is on the screen. I believe that's a created coach, or I don't. Creator generic. I guess I don't know what was in the beta build.
yeah, Kalen Bowers.
It's funny, somebody
Ah.
else posted it, but then Brad CFB, who does follow us,
Got the
put his
Sharpie
watermark
out.
on it. Yeah, so I don't know who that belonged to originally, but this kind of matches what we saw in the trailer. This isn't, it just, now we get the graphic of the, at the bottom of the pregame opening. So nothing earth-shattering there. I mean, we've kind of seen this before to some extent.
Yeah.
I mean, it does show a little bit of the presentation package in the screenshot, like you said, but nothing like we know that there are night lights in the game, sort of
Right.
thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Score bug here.
I kind of like the middle, kind of. I
This.
like that looks kind of sharp right in the middle there. Yeah.
I think I like that too. But of course, like last year, we thought we were like the score banner, and until we got a month into the year and realized, okay,
True.
here's the shortcomings. But overall, I think it looks sharp. I'm just interested to see
Yeah.
over the course of the year. Like we
I don't
mentioned when that
like
leak came out, there's so many different fonts going on with the
yeah,
score bug. It's
that 0 and 0 looks. Why not just make that a straight font instead of whatever the italicized or whatever the hell they're going with there?
and so tiny. If you're playing on a 26-inch or less TV, can you tell what that is?
Yeah.
Just some visual inconsistencies.
Whoa.
Run Like the Mar on TikTok shows us his coach apparently, suns out, guns out. Look, he's going for with his build.
Again, GR235 Gaming.
Yeah, that is weird.
This looks.
Where is his watermark? That is a good question, JB. I don't know if I would have noticed that, but it looks very much like last year, just reskinned, which
Yeah.
I'm not saying is a bad thing. It's just.
He must be a good Photoshopper.
That's interesting.
I mean, in theory, again, if it was on one of these darker colors, like down here, then you can easily use a clone tool from over here to just replace it.
But
But
if
you would
you had
see
that much,
some kind of blurry, but.
if you were that much technology, wouldn't you do more than just a phone screenshot as well, though?
Well, I imagine somebody else
Or
shared
maybe
it
on
and
his
then
phone.
JR stole it and, that
Oh,
kind
that's a
of
good
thing.
point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Now, do the numbers on the score bug actually run into each other like that? That seems like an interesting design choice. But maybe it's a beta. I mean, that very much could change
Yeah,
if you correct it. But just
absolutely.
when this stuff gets out there, people are going to talk about it and people are going to point out things.
What is that in the
Yeah.
middle? That's
Is
the
that what they
bell.
play for? The bell.
Yeah.
Look at the
Recruiting
recruiting.
screens.
Very similar to last year, reskinned.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
Yeah.
think, looking here, if there's anything new that really stands out on the screen. I don't see anything new besides I do notice
Reading
that the.
here,
Oh,
position
Sam.
and archetype
Yeah.
are new.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's some. There's Sam line in the backer there now. Yeah. see people listening to us, the position shown on
Well,
this
there's
is
Will on the
Sam.
Will linebacker.
Will on the
Yeah.
left, archetype thumper, which appears to be new. And I notice at the bottom under. That triangle says favorite recruit. I don't know what that means exactly.
Double tap.
Yeah, I don't know.
He probably, if it's a double tap, maybe it puts a star next to it, but you can order those though. So what purpose would that be?
I know they need to add more things here, like flagging different level of recruits, because I like to put people on my board that I don't necessarily want to offer. Like if, for example, if I need three running backs, I may put three or four in there, scout them, and only offer one, and I keep the other three. That way, if number one falls through, or if I think I'm not going to get him, then the other three are ready to go. Maybe it's
Yeah.
something you could
You
do
keep
with
like
that. You
gradually getting points for, but then yeah.
Yeah, and
Yeah, I
maybe
would.
favorite is just okay. I'm going to highlight the one I'm really going after at each position, for example. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. What that could really
Yeah,
mean.
I will say one thing that I do is I'll go through and scout, especially in the preseason, scout everybody that I can or whatever, and then the players that I want to add. Let's say week zero, the players that I want to start targeting with points, I'll just give them 5 points so that I know that they're one of my targets when I'm looking at the full list. And so the favorite would kind of achieve the same thing in theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it works that
So,
way, it probably won't work like we're thinking. So,
And obviously, again, it's beta, so no way to know for sure. This one's gotten
Ooh.
quite a bit of attention.
Yeah,
Yeah. Up
I seen this
there.
on social media as well. This is very interesting. That top is, if I'm reading correctly, team needs. If
I
it's red, it
hated,
says what you need.
for the record, I always hated having to go back and forth. Could go to the team needs, and you had to go reset your L2
Filters.
R2 for the yeah your filters for the
Yep.
prospects. Every time you go into team needs and come back out, you got to reset. So having that all in one screen is that's going to help a lot of time I wasted just going back and forth trying to just make sure that I had some people set up for those needs. So that's going to be a nice addition.
And I notice here we have edge for a position. We have Mike and Will if you look at the individual players, but at the top they have it sorted back to outside linebacker.
Which, I mean, Mike and Will are, or excuse me, Will and Sam are outside
Right.
linebackers.
But I understand
So
why they combined them. It's just interesting that they did. I'm guessing it works the same as 25, where your needs are based off, I believe, your playbook style or play style. So it might tell you need, depending on what you're running, I guess five quarterbacks, but really you never ever go after five on your roster. So this could be a little hazy on, yeah, it's telling you it's a need, but it may not really be a need. I'm assuming the logic might be similar, but I guess until we get final, I don't know that. It'd be nice to change
No.
your need number. I would like not telling me to get, okay, you need four tight ends, when in reality, I'm like, okay, I can live with three, especially if injuries don't get improved.
I'm the same way. Honestly, I've always ignored the R3 teams needs
I do
menu.
too.
It never had any value to me. But then again, I track tons of like my roster and stuff like that in a spreadsheet. So
Right.
I already know exactly, what my needs are before. But this is at least nice for a quick glance, especially those that aren't as, devoted to recruiting as some other people are, to at least give you an idea of where you're thin at for next year.
And this is something that I know we've mentioned on previous shows. And when I first saw this, when I came across my X feed, can we get rid of that, or at least refine the need column for individuals? Now that we have needs at the top, and just even the way it was in 25, I don't know that we needed a need column plus another need massive text, like a red dot or some other kind of indicator. Maybe the position name could be red to free up a column. It just seems like
Yeah, it's a waste.
little tweak could be needed there to free up more space.
Something that I would want to see replace it is scouted, yes or no, something like
Right.
that, just to an indicator to say have they been scouted or not.
Have we seen anything that indicates if that's been fixed? I know there's a big community request, is they wanted it to on the like on the search, like this, for example, or when you have on the, to see that now, but it doesn't look like it based on this. But I can't say that I've heard definitively if that's been added or not added.
No, I've not seen any screenshots that suggest either way. So, like you said, a lot, very similar to the same as last year.
This one is interesting when it came across my feed. I love having the weight on there. I hope that means it plays a role with that new, the Madden style physics based gameplay that they say they've added. The small detail is I wish that they called it the trenches and not the trench. I don't think we're talking about Aquaman here. The football term is the trenches. Slight difference. Is there something visually going on with those logos? I didn't notice that till we zoomed in right now.
Patches.
Is that an art style?
Looks like some patches.
It's hard to tell, but yeah, especially looking at this is the what Delaware logo, I think.
Yes. Yeah, you're right about
Definitely
the
there's
trend.
some kind of stylized.
Yeah, because like when on like the Pat McAfee show, they have AQ Shipley. He used to play for the Cardinals, I think it was. He comes in there and he has a segment called "In the Trenches," where he focuses on online versus D-line play. So yeah, it should be, I think trenches is probably the correct term there.
Yeah, I
I
understand
would
what they're
say
going
in
for,
the
but
trenches is the correct phrase. Not
yes.
even the trenches, just in the
Right.
trenches would be
But it seems
better.
like they had three ways to do it, and they picked the worst of the three. The trenches would have been better than the trench, but in the trenches is probably the best. And it'd be nice if it just said average at the bottom, for users who aren't into
Oh,
football that much. They
that's not
might their
combined.
total. They might wonder what that means. Like, is that total? Is that average? What is that?
Is that maximum?
Yeah.
We're playing peewee football here?
Yeah. Is that what I'm
Is
supposed to
that the
recruit
median
to?
value? I mean,
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small thing, but technically it probably should list, say, average weight, just so newcomers understand what that means.
Aaron Rodgers is
agreed.
playing for the
It's
Hokies.
interesting they have,
He went back to school.
I'm guessing that's right edge, left edge, like for that those Delaware players.
Oh,
It just
yeah,
looks weird to
Reg.
see Reg and Ledge, but
Reg
I
and
understand what they're
Ledge.
doing. I understand it. It's just interesting to see it that way. I don't know if I've ever seen it written that way, but maybe I'm
Their
not looking at the right
characters in the
places.
trench.
And this is one that was interesting. This was
Arrow.
one on Reddit. I can't remember if this one got pulled or not, but I know I've seen it on X afterwards. So it.
No, as I say, I downloaded it today, I believe. So if it got pulled, it got may have gotten pulled this evening, but obviously it was up there for a long time before it was.
So this is our first look at the, I believe, the dynamic subs is what they call this, which I think some of the
How
previews from
quick
the
and easy
media
is this
and.
going to be, though? That's the question.
I know some from the pre-release guys who the media and the YouTube streamers invited. You press up on the D-pad, and this the way they explain it, you press up on the D-pad, this comes up. I think it's interesting that there's an all defense, but it's weird. I guess I don't understand fully. At the top it says subs dash rush. isn't that part of a formation? But then we have a tab for all
All
defense. I'm
defense.
confused on it. I guess I'm confused. Maybe I'm just
Yeah, and
being
then as
dense
well,
here.
the
They should
visual
have just
glitch of
left.
the overall bleeding off to the side, and
They
I
should have left the formation, current formation, off of that top bar because you got all
what,
D.
does it just apply to Dime Rush?
Well, it says all defense, though, below.
So what if you,
So.
I wish we knew what those tabs would do if you hit L1 or R1, what it changed to, because then it could say this form, does it say this formation? Like, I guess I'm confused on what this. I'm sure all it takes is retail, 10 minutes of retail. I probably haven't understood, but going off leaked screenshots,
I
those
imagine
are the
you can do
questions
this on
that pop up.
offense and defense now, I'd assume then.
That's how I inferred it from the preview articles, but I
Yeah,
can't
because
say I know that
like
for sure.
it always sucks when like there's always one game where your halfback gets hamstrung on wear and tear, and then all of his abilities are down by 20, and so it's great to just do that on the fly without having to hit pause, and especially if you're playing a user game, you can only do pause so many times. So this will be very handy to at least kind of flip your running backs out or receivers if they've kind of got the old wear and tear bug, so to speak.
And the way that the preview guys made it sound is like, so let's say you are at the play call screen, you get your indicator that wide receiver is down 15. Okay, you get on the field, you make the change. He's still going to be on that field for this play. So technically, unless you go to do it on the, I'm assuming quick sub still exists. I guess I don't know that for a fact. You better do a quick sub to get him out if you can. But if you can't, either you still got to go to the pause menu or they're going to stay on the field one more play with that massive fatigue level, if I
I think
understand what I've read correctly.
it'd be kind of cool though if there was the animation of one running off the field and one running on the field.
Or even if they, when they're on the field, if they give someone an indication like I'm tired, I'm gassed.
Or they just fall down to the ground, fake an injury or something.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be in 26. Fake an injury. See
But
if the refs catch on.
I'm excited for this feature. That's probably one of my gameplay wise, because it's so far just reading previews, it's easy to understand it, even though we had a million questions with it. But I mean, generally, the core, you can understand from anybody's preview of it. So I'm
And
excited to see this.
you didn't need two buttons for the cameras either. So keeping
Right.
the or put the camera on one and then adding and then add this to the up, I think is very, very intuitive, and it's going to be a nice quick way to get what you
Yes.
need done here. Plus, there's the I just noticed I didn't even I did, I was so worried about up top. But on the bottom there, you could completely reset back to the starters is also a nice feature.
Okay.
So you don't even have to redo what you did when you're ready to put your star back in. You can just, hit that button. So that's kind of a nice thing to do
Is the
too.
star mean they're an impact player? I mean, I assume that's what that means there.
I'm assuming so, yeah. It's not clear because
We
this is
can't see.
defense and we're really only seeing the offense. So I will say before seeing the screenshot, honestly, I didn't have a good picture of how it was going to work. So, I mean, this kind of paints a lot better, more clear picture. So.
So what, okay, wear and tear. I wonder what it'll show when they have a wear and tear. Right now it's just dashes. Status, is that stamina? Is that the five health dings on the left, currently on 25 is on the left side of the meter?
I
I'm
have to
assuming
wonder
that's what
that
that is.
the status and wear and tear technically are supposed to be the same column. That's just a guess, but like it's not supposed to be two separate columns. It's supposed to be just be wear and tear and have the green bars. Or maybe this is stamina. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you see how that's bleeding out? I wonder if those dashes are supposed to be deleted and that kind of
Yeah,
transfers over to where they all fit.
that's what I was thinking as well. Like delete one of these columns and everything shifts back over left. Yeah, this one, I think someone just posted it as it was just a kind of a sunset view from the field. You can see the dynamic lighting that we didn't really have last year.
It's all from the same user. I shouldn't say all, but this one,
Yeah,
it's still the
as I
big one that
say,
we've seen.
yes.
Somebody tried to show that, or I saw the text with, oh, dynamic lighting. I'm like, if you'd shown like later on in the game, I would believe you. But that's, I mean, I know it's in the game because people, the media guys have said it, but it's one of those,
Right.
it's just a nice looking sunset. It's not an example of the
Yeah,
dynamic
exactly.
because we're not
Yeah.
seeing stage two of this or three or four.
Right.
It does look good though.
This one is just a Hawaii celebration. So kind of interesting with the surfboard there.
I've seen a couple of college football sites, not even gaming sites, that said that Hawaii has their stadium in the game this year. That was a big issue last year, and Matt Brown talked about it, and he was kind of, the way I read it at least, kind of got the impression that that might have got rectified in 25, going from a generic to authentic. That never happened, but I saw it just seemed like today it came across social media that some cultural sites have found out or figured out that Hawaii has their actual stadium in the game.
Those cheerleaders look so excited too to be there. They look like they're about to take a nap.
Well, the faces look better this year. Maybe they're down 56-7. They got to celebrate the touchdown, but they're getting buried.
Carry her out.
What do we got here?
Another TikTokers. I can't record that. Scruffy
Scruffy
something.
might be a bad
Yeah,
word
I
or
can't
something.
read
I
it
don't
even on
know.
my side, even.
And it's, of course, it's Pay Yo
Scruffy
Rant.
Nickel 49,
But
maybe?
he's stealing Pay Yo Rant's
Yeah,
images
yep.
again.
Yep.
Those look very similar to last year. It's just the reskin, but it didn't necessarily need to be redesigned here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing Pay Your Rent's not going to get another invite back.
Brad CFB took somebody else's. At least he hid their identity.
And this one
This is.
says processed using the free version of Watermarkly or something like that.
Huh. That's
Anyway,
interesting.
I just noticed that.
I believe this, he said this was, is this coach apparel? Because I can't think you would give your player this.
Yeah, I can't imagine players are
Yeah.
wearing ties running out onto the
So
field,
I'm
but
assuming that's
maybe you get
coach
to
stuff.
choose what they wear coming off the bus, you know. Could
Maybe.
be.
Even
Let's
though Clemson was wearing their full uniform coming off the
yeah.
bus, so.
But that is what they do in real life. But it still looks weird if you're not familiar with it and just seeing the video game. This is that
Drones.
it's Mr. Pay Your Rent's video.
Yeah, this is that same
Oh,
video that we
LSU
saw
open, yeah.
previously.
That On Three shared out, and they didn't get squashed by
Yeah.
EA, so we'll play the odds here. I saw some people upset that said there's basically the same exact open for LSU from last year, but I'm thinking if there's nothing
Well,
glaringly
the
wrong with
drones
it,
weren't in the
what?
green.
Yeah,
Drones weren't in the game last year, so.
and the lighting effects, and I guess I didn't see a problem with it, but I'm not an LSU fan. Maybe an LSU fan would tell me, correctly tell me, no, that's a bad thing. It's the same. But the night lighting does look really good. I think the little I've seen from screenshots or lead clips like this, it does look very good.
Yeah, this one.
It's Mr. Pay Your Rent again with another
Yes,
night game.
playing
This guy's
Texas
famous.
Georgia night game. And another TikToker, KMSJ God, I think.
There's no honor among these people, is
No.
there?
So,
But I guess he left, at least he left his name on there. He left Pay Your Rent's name on there.
So you get all these night games, but then like
Ooh, that lighting on that green guy wasn't right.
the Big Ten is kind of ass backwards now because Fox is wanting to treat their noon game as the big one. So,
Right,
like
they really did in that
if I
game.
rem yeah, if I remember it, like Ohio State only has one night game this year.
Last year, I don't think they had any, did they?
Yeah, so it's like beat them up,
Oh.
give them a stunner.
Yeah, as I
Isn't
say,
that
did they
new?
have I don't
I don't remember seeing two mascots
I don't
interact
remember
like
seeing
last
that.
year.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool.
There you get the looks like the weather popped up, but
Yeah.
I don't wonder if is that on teams. It'd be nice to have that on team select or the uniform select, I guess. Just as a pregame, that way you know whether
Or
you want to wear all whites in a snow game or not.
yeah, or on the schedule or something like that. Some way
Yeah.
to know before you actually start the game. So
Yeah, I know people ask for weather, but that's not where they asked for it at. They wanted it one menu earlier.
All whites in the snow. That just adds to the challenge. Come
I've
on.
seen people say that, and then they say that I'm going to quit the game and come back. Tell the commission I
Yep.
didn't. I'm not cheating. I just want to be able to see my players in the snow. So those are the big videos that are going around on social media that I'm going to guess the people who listen to us I've already seen. Also saw on social media that no source. It was just a written text. So I don't know if it's 100% legit of archetype changes. Have you seen that? I know one of the, I think it was Everything EA College Flip put that out there. I'm assuming it's from the beta. I don't know that for a fact, but there's some archetype changes. I know in those screenshots, I believe we saw Thumper in
Thumper.
there. I don't know if we saw any other one, the new ones or not, but we saw the new position, some of the, or at least reworded position names. If you go to Reddit currently on like the NCAA football series page, it is just a massive wall of people asking questions about the beta. It's not even leaking. It's somebody saying, hey, here's my big issue or big questions I have about 26. How is it in the beta? Granted, like when we started the show, it's an old build, so I don't know that everybody got their questions answered, but I know there was a lot of people getting kind of testy that they say you could probably search and find your answers, which maybe there's some truth to. But generally, I know you guys have browsed Reddit a little bit. I think generally the feedback seems pretty positive, but granted, they're only playing with about half the game. We don't know how outdated some of the stuff is, but I think generally the feedback does seem positive that I have read on Reddit.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's tons of information posted out there, and some of it's just general feedback and input and everything like that. The only thing is for a lot of those, it's just plain text, and so there's zero way to validate what they're actually saying. So you have to assume that they're not just being a troll or something like that, and take them at face value. So.
And plus, as you said, an OG said in Twitter, it's an early build. It's not going to be, it's not going to be anything as close to probably what's going to be in July for some things. So hopefully, like, some of the graphic things get cleaned up, and obviously that one with the quick subs, that'll get cleaned up. But yeah, so I think it's more interesting to see what people that were at the media event think if they did get beta invites as well, and see what they think, if it was a step backwards, or if there was a step backwards at the media event. It'd be interesting to see a comparison between those two builds to see what was truly out there.
I think we expect a Dynasty Deep Dive soon. They seem like in that first Welcome to Culture Bowl 26 blog, it mentioned that Dynasty Deep Dive several times as of recording this Sunday evening on June 8th. No definitive word, but it wouldn't shock me if come Monday morning, maybe we get an announced date of a hey, Tuesday or Wednesday, we're talking Dynasty. Do you guys have you heard anything to contradict that? Or are we still under the same impression Dynasty? Maybe this, I hate to say this week, but I you got to think last week was a Madden week. This week theoretically should be a Culture Bowl week.
Yeah, I mean, to me, at this point, we're what, 4 full weeks from the official launch.
Yes, as of recording,
As of
28 days,
today,
13 hours. As of right now, well, on Monday, it would be 27 days for where most people listen to this.
yes. So you have to think that they've got to start talking about the game at some point.
So with that, we'll wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Stay tuned when that Dynasty Deep Dive comes out. We'll be there covered and talk about it. Make sure to visit thegamingtailgate.com. Click on that EA Sports Culture Bowl 26 Information Central tab. For Jeremy and Tommy, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for listening and watching to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.